WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. The country is marking 22 years since September 11th and remembering the nearly 3,000 people who died that day. ABC's Derek Waller is in Lower Manhattan.
Today's ceremony, of course, begins with the national anthem, and then there's going to be a moment of silence at 8:46 this morning. Of course, that is the exact moment that first hijacked plane hit the North Tower.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Lower Manhattan for today's commemorations. President Biden spending the day at a military base in Alaska with service members. He's flying back from Vietnam after the G20 summit in India. The epicenter of Friday's 6.8 magnitude earthquake, high in the Atlas Mountains in Morocco, the death toll nearing 2,500. Michigan State University suspending football coach Mel Tucker without pay after allegations he sexually harassed a rape survivor during a phone call last year. This is ABC News. Resuming in Texas today, the impeachment trial of State Attorney General Ken Paxton, currently suspended. A bipartisan group of House managers accusing him of abusing the office. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis getting backlash. A California court releasing letters they wrote on behalf of actor Danny Masterson ahead of his sentencing for rape last week. Masterson, who co-starred with the couple on That 70s Show, receiving 30 years to life. More from ABC's Zareen Shaw.
People were outraged. I mean, you have a lot of people on social media saying you guys are disrespectful to survivors everywhere. So all of this then leads to Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis replying on Kutcher's social media over the weekend. Mila said that they support victims, and Ashton explains that Danny's family reached out to them and they asked them to write character letters to represent the person that they knew and that they had known for 25 years.
Hawaii's Kilauea volcano erupting Sunday after nearly 2 months of quiet. It's not endangering people. Em Nguyen, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. You know, we're talking about the excitement of the Packer game yesterday and the huge win over the Chicago Bears. Talking about Aaron Rodgers on Monday Night Football tonight. Talking about the Brewers having a 9-inning no-hitter yesterday. A lot of phenomenal things going on. But today is also a day we have to pause and think back on what else happened on this day, because, of course, it's 9/11.
And what a day. I mean, and I think everyone who is of, well, over, I don't know, probably 25, 28 years old, remember exactly what was happening that day. So a nice day out, again, you know, September 11th, 2001. And how about it, you?
But you're exactly right, because I this summer I did a thing in Fond du Lac. What was the amputee softball team?
Oh, like, yeah, was great.
Okay, so the night before, they had a little get-together and everything, you know, to meet the guys and everything. And I was checking in at this banquet hall, and the lady goes, John Mino. I go, yeah. She goes, I got to tell you something I'll never forget. I remember 9/11 listening to you, and that's and you saying, we're under attack. And that's what wow. I remember I was with Murphy, you know, on IXX. I had a little TV in there. We always had like Good Morning America, whatever it is.
Right.
You
just yeah, kinda, that's what I was watching.
And watching that second plane come in.
I know.
And that's I blurted it out. I didn't think. It wasn't like, you know, profound. I just go, oh my God, we're under attack.
Yeah. Wow.
And the lady, here it is, all those years 22. Later, said, I'll never forget you saying that.
Yeah.
And I've had other people bring that up to me. So when you talk about, you remember where you were.
Yeah.
And what, so yeah, totally. That's been etched in people's minds.
Absolutely.
Where you were at that moment.
And it just, and it changed this country. You know, you can argue, but there were some, as sad as that was, you know, almost 3,000 lives lost. The country did come together. I mean, for a while. I remember, you know, President Bush and Tom Daschle, those guys did not like each other, and they're hugging on the floor. And I think, anyway, but that day changed a lot of things. It changes some people's, you know, like I remember that article, the headline was, you know, who hates us that much, you know, which is like, I mean, you can see people not liking us, but to take out all those innocent people. Oh my God. And then, you know, on top of that, you know, some of our responders to that. And someone that I really have a lot of respect for, and I called him this weekend, is Chief Jeff Romer. And Jeff has been in fire safety for actually public safety, I should say, for many, many years. And he served here in the City of Green Bay. Chief, when were you here?
I was there from April of 2008 to the end of 2011.
All right. And you did a great job. And but Chief, you know, thanks for coming on. This is Chief Jeff Romer, who just dedicated his life to fire protection. Tell us about 9/11, if the impact it had on you and really your industry. And I know you work with both police and fire, but welcome to Mino and the Mayor show. And kind of a somber going back to that day. But on the other hand, I think a lot of good came out of that. And one of the things was a dedication and commitment from public safety.
Yeah. Well, good morning, Mayor and John.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on. I do remember that day. I do remember pretty vividly. I actually had worked public safety for, you know, police, fire, and EMS for quite a while, and went into my own business, started my own business at exact months, you know, September of 2001. So the day that 9/11 occurred, I was actually walking into my office and heard it on the radio and kind of thought the same thing you mentioned, you know, we're under attack and, you know, what's really going on here? And my, you know, my business is public safety consulting, so I deal with police, fire, EMS, and emergency management. And I'm thinking, what kind of effect is this going to have on my business that I just started? I had been consulting for 3 years prior to that, but this was my own business now. So it was real interesting, difficult to fathom and imagine to have a fire department basically more than three times the size. I lost more members on that department that day, three times the amount, you know, or 1.5 times the amount of what I had in Green Bay. So it was just hard to imagine that many firefighters dying in one incident.
Yeah.
I think it changed the fire service a lot. There were a lot of communication problems that went on at that incident, and departments coming from all over the place that really couldn't communicate well with each other. I think a lot of that has changed, and a lot of the command structure and how we fight major fires. I mean, prior to that, who had ever heard of a 110-foot story skyscraper imploding and two of them, you know, falling like that? So,
hey Jeff, for those guys,
a lot of what we did.
I'm sorry, but for those guys that were going up, when you see something of that magnitude that happened, I mean, you're talking about a huge airplane that hit into this building. It wasn't a, you know, an office fire like guys are trained for. Do you think they knew going up their odds of ever coming down were not very good?
Well, you know, in that business, you don't look at things that way. You look at things that this is my job is to go up. You know, we have this fire in a skyscraper. We go up, we set up under a few floors underneath, and then we attack it. And I'm sure that's what they were thinking. They were thinking they had people to rescue, they had people to take care of and get out of that building. And that was their focus. Their focus was not right or wrong. Firefighters going or police officers going in a building like that aren't thinking about themselves. They're thinking about who they have to rescue and get out of there.
And so the risk assessment isn't, that's something we look at from the outside. They're just like all in on doing, this is what I'm paid to do. I got to get in there and get these people out. And I would totally agree with that. Chief, talk a little bit about just talking to you right now, you know, that it's the atmosphere, even in this little office, isn't as high as it was, you know, when we were talking about other things. But the reality is, you know, there's still 1,000 people that, you know, they just really haven't found. That was so devastating. And, you know, you think of just the families and just, you can rehash that, but I just want to focus a little bit on some of the positive things that happened. And one is this communication between all these different departments. And, you know, that's a positive that came out, as well as, you know, we've done plenty of exercises here, the chain of command. Talk a little bit more about the good things that have come out of such a tragic incident.
Like you mentioned, the chain of command and fire command tactics have changed drastically. Kind of, it's the same on the law enforcement side when you look at what happened in Columbine. That changed exactly how SWAT teams operate and how command structure at a scene like that operates. I think that, you know, one of the things was a command was set up for the skyscraper for the Twin Towers right in the Twin Towers. So you lost your whole command structure when it imploded. So that, you know, where the location of the command center has changed, who's in the command center, who's able to provide the information. You know, you get structural engineers in there with you, so they can tell you this is what's going to happen, or this has a potential to happen. A lot more communications, a lot more information, a lot more resources to manage a scene like that. Yeah. The firefighters themselves, you know, are trained to, you know, take orders and go in and do their job. So it's really command's job to figure out how to keep them safe and keep them do the risk assessment that needs to be done.
Right. So, Chief, that's, you know, it's 2001, it's 2023 right now. Do you think you are in this industry and you probably continue to study what happened there and how we could improve. But do you think the country has done a good job of honoring this and you know, one of these never forget incidences in the city or in the country? Do you think we're doing a good job? I'd like to hear from your perspective.
Yeah, it's a great question. I can't give you a positive note on that. I think we did for a short while. Everybody talked about, you know, we got to remember 911. We got to remember what happened. We got to remember what the firefighters did. We got to remember what police officers did, all the first responders. And I think that's forgotten. You know, I think now, you know, today's the anniversary and it'll come up and there'll be a few, you know, shows like this, or there'll be some stuff on the media regarding it. But I think people have lost the shock really occurred. And now we're in a situation where government isn't necessarily getting along and making a whole lot of progress. And we have border, you know, potential terrorists coming across our border on a regular basis. I think that we're more open than ever, especially since 9/11, to another attack.
Hey, Chief, you know, I knew a lot of young guys and women that, you know, immediately felt very patriotic and joined the service. And unfortunately, I can name names of some who died or lost their legs, you know, because of it afterwards. But they were very proud to do what they did. Did you guys find that back in those days, too, that, hey, you know what? I can serve my country and my community by joining the fire department or police. Did you find a surge back then?
Yeah, there was a surge. There was definitely, you know, a lot of people interested in law enforcement and firefighting. And again, that's something that's changed drastically in the last 3-4 years. There are very few departments, career departments, law enforcement or fire, that are up to full staff. They can't find enough people anymore. It's completely flipped around from what it was back then.
You know what? I would underscore that. I was at an event Saturday and I was talking to a firefighter there, and he was in eighth grade when this happened. Mm-hmm. And that was an inspiration for him to get in and like you said, Johnny, help his community and really help the country. And yeah, Chief, it has gone the other way, which is, I don't know, scary for those of us who are, you know, just residents, and concerning for those of us who, you know, probably are, you know, want to make this community better. We sure don't need another 9/11. I mean, you have suggestions for public safety, firefighters, police officers, you know, because we do need people in all through. Well, can you hang on to that thought, Chief? The music's starting. That means they're going to have me go to a break. But can you stick around? I want to talk to you a little bit more about the whole public safety in this country and here in our local communities.
Okay.
All right, great, Chief. All right, we're here with Chief Jeff Romer. And we'll be right back. WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. only at Ho-Chunk Amitakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Amitakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Amitakusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Amitakusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Amitakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 63. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows level off around 51. Cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 64. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Dry with temps a bit below average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs from the low 60s to the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
Mino and the Mayor in the Morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. We are here on 9/11, kind of reflecting back a little bit on kind of where we were and the effect that had on this country. And we have a special guest with us today, Chief Jeff Romer, who has really spent his life in consulting both police and fire. He served as the chief of Green Bay Fire Department and is now, are you a Menasha now, Chief? What are you doing?
I actually live in Oconomowoc, and I still do public safety consulting, okay, you know, nationwide.
We were talking when we went to break, Chief, about, as I told you, I was at this event on Saturday, and some firefighters were there, and we were talking about 9/11. I think everybody was this weekend. And this kid was in eighth grade when this happened, and, you know, you're pretty impressionable at eighth grade. What are you, 14? And he knew back then that he was committed to being a firefighter. And I thought that was kind of one of these good news things. But before we went to break, you're saying that, you know, maybe that some of that shine has worn off a little bit. And you got suggestions? Because I know you need people. I mean, you consult public safety throughout the state of Wisconsin. What do we need to do to get people more engaged in fire and police work?
I think we have to show that we support what they're doing. I think that the part of the problem in the last couple of years or several years has been that respect has eroded, and, you know, negative things have happened to departments, and just the whole view of what's going on and anti-law enforcement move that's out there. I think all of that hurts it, you know, and, right. And why would somebody want to go into a profession that they're getting attacked all the time? So it's hard, and I think we have to remind, I think it's a great career. I think you have to have a passion for it. I think it's very rewarding, but it's not easy, and you have to really care about people. But to do the job and to have, you know, the boards and the councils or the citizens not supporting you, makes it real difficult to get good candidates.
Right.
Hey, Jeff, going back to that era, and obviously, you know, Washington, D.C. and different areas were attacked, but I remember there was a sense around here of, could something happen in Green Bay, Wisconsin? I remember being at that Monday Night Football game, and people were really on edge and nervous that this might be, you know, a perfect setting for something to happen. Do you guys remember that aspect of it and the concerns you had?
Oh, absolutely. every game we had, there was that concern, you know, of a terrorist attack, any type of attack. You have that many people together. It's a public thing. It's being broadcast nationwide or worldwide, actually. So yeah, there was a lot of security measures, a lot of things go on behind the scene, at Stadium Command, trying to make sure that the protections are there. There were concerns regarding air traffic flying over the stadium, that type of stuff, for every game.
Do you remember, and be honest with me now, it's a lot of years, but do you remember the guy that was found taking pictures inside the locker room, and he had inside the stadium, and he had a bunch of cash on him, and it was kind of like downplayed. He's just kind of like a weird guy. But was that a little bit more of a red flag alert for you people than maybe was let on publicly at the time?
Yes, I mean, but all of those are. I mean, there's a lot more of that doesn't get out.
Right.
That goes on.
But you remember that, right? Yeah. When that happened?
Chief, and I think you're right about, as much as I'm all about transparency, I think some of that stuff is better off kept with police and fire because, look, you don't want people living on edge. People got to live right. Their lives. They got to enjoy the parks. And, but yeah, that, like you said, I think there's more of those that go on than, we hear about. And thank God you're watching
and
that.
And I think, you know, that's the role of public safety. I mean, that's public safety's job is to keep that from happening and investigate those situations and make sure that we don't have a major incident.
Well, I will say this, as far as security at the stadium, I don't know exactly what you folks did after that. And I know some of that's been kept under, but I do know that there have been times when I was up in the box when Ted would give us his box, and I would get text from a guy saying, "Mino, that's your fourth brat I'm watching." So I don't know.
You did keep an eye on us.
From this, and that's the honest to God true story. It's like, who are you? Where are you? What's going on here?
That is true. You tightened up the microscopes or whatever you had there, and the communication, like you said, and there was investments made too, and they were just overdue investments that we had to put into some of these departments. But Chief, before I let you go here, I kind of want to know what you're doing today and to honor 9/11. And then I want to leave with you giving some advice to some of these high school and college kids that are thinking about police and fire. So those two things, what are you doing today to honor 9/11 and then some advice for our younger listeners?
I actually don't have a 9/11 event that I'm going to other than this morning.
All right. Well, thanks for coming here.
I'm actually working and going to the office and have several projects and several meetings today. I think the advice I'd give to those, you know, potentially interested in the position is that, like I said, it's a great career. You really have to have a passion for it. You have to really care about people and not just say that for an interview. You got to really have that feeling. But it's a position that you give everything you have to protect people. And I think that's an honor. I think I was honored to be in that field. And you know, I think that it's very, very satisfying and very rewarding and that people should take a serious look at making that a career.
Awesome. You didn't outside any job here in Green Bay.
Hey, Jeff, one last quick question on a light note. How much weight did most of the guys put on for the next year after that? Because I know so many people that was bringing you guys food. It was mind-boggling.
You were treated right, yes.
Let's be honest.
Chief's in pretty good shape.
Jeff, this has been great. Really appreciate
it. Thanks for coming on. And look, it's a somber day, but a day that, you know, we can never forget. And thanks for what you continue to do for public safety, police and fire.
All you men and women.
And women, yes.
You better believe it.
All right, you're
all the
best,
respect
Chief.
In the world.
All right, take care. God bless.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Good talking to you guys.
You bet. All right, Mind of the Mayor, be back right after this.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. The country is marking 22 years since September 11th and remembering the nearly 3,000 people who died that day. ABC's Derek Waller is in Lower Manhattan.
Today's ceremony, of course, begins with the national anthem, and then there's going to be a moment of silence at 8:46 this morning. Of course, that is the exact moment that that first hijacked plane hit the North Tower.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Lower Manhattan for today's commemorations. President Biden spending the day at a military base in Alaska with service members. He's flying back from Vietnam after the G20 summit in India. The epicenter of Friday's 6.8 magnitude earthquake, high in the Atlas Mountains in Morocco. The death toll nearing 2,500. Michigan State University suspending football coach Mel Tucker without pay after allegations he sexually harassed a rape survivor during a phone call last year. This is ABC News.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back. Monday morning, 9/11, Mino and the Mayor. And again, we were talking about the great Packer game yesterday and the unbelievable Brewer game yesterday and all the great things going on. But of course, 9/11 is also a somber day to remember all those that were lost on that day. But something that I always want to remember is that so many people also suffered consequences after 9/11 due to their military service. And got my buddy John Kramer here right now. John, how you doing, buddy?
Good, sir.
Morning. Good. Hey, bud, you and I both know lots and lots and lots of people who ended up joining the military because of 9/11. And unfortunately, some of them didn't return from Iraq and Afghanistan, and some came back, changed forever. But this was a really big patriotic moment in our country's history in regards to the military, wasn't it?
It was, like you said, it changed so many lives and generations to come forever. I was actually driving on that day, driving from Sturgeon Bay to Green Bay, and I heard it on the radio, and I drove right to the Reserve Center, and one of our full-time staff at that time, Major Gilbert, you know, he told me, he goes, I need an armed guard. I said, well, I'll go get my uniform. Came back, he handed me a 9mm and some ammunition, and that I was pretty much active duty from that point on. Before that, I was a traditional reservist, but from that point on, my Army career went on until it ended this year in May.
Wow. You know, when we look at people get concerned, and people maybe, you know, my age or even, you know, older, but the loss of patriotism to this country. You know, you look at Israel or something, where as soon as you get out of school, you're in for 2 years. I don't think you have a choice on that.
I don't think so, no.
I think they and, you know, 9/11, I was a wake-up call to how good we had it, I guess, to use, you know, past tense. And that got people engaged. And do you see a way to get that going again? Because I know that some of our branches, we are looking for people, and somebody like you who really just stood up and answered the call. What do you think we can do to re-energize that thought process?
That's a good question. And I don't know if I have the answer for that. You know, for me, I was already in, so I'd already signed up. I already put my name on the dotted line. And I really don't know.
Remember, John, we talked a little bit about Top Gun. That was a movie.
Right. Still. And actually got all kinds of enlistments from the movie Top Gun back in 1986.
It kind of did. And I would prefer we do something with a movie than a 9/11.
Right.
On the other hand, I just think we get pretty complacent. You know, I think a lot of people are grateful, and we remember, you know, veterans, and we're prayerful about that. But boy, it's a good career. We just had a fire chief on here who has been in the industry for, I don't know, it's got to be 30 years. And he just talked about what a rewarding career it is. And then I remember interviewing you, and you talked about the camaraderie and how you feel very fulfilled by your time of service. And just looking for a way to convey that to some of our younger listeners or their parents, and these kids are in high school, you know, and maybe NWTC, and to choose a career where you're working for the country.
Well, for me, I doing what we did as civil affairs soldiers, you know, I had a good or bad, you know, I had a phenomenal experiences getting to do what I got to do, you know, mentoring levels of government, building schools, building clinics, training and equipping firefighters and police. I had an amazing experience and time doing that. Not all careers in the military are like that, but for me, it was awesome.
You know, John. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
One thing I struggled with when I came back is when I was in Iraq and Afghanistan, having so much responsibility and at the levels that I was working at and making so many positive changes for peoples of those countries, and then coming back and sitting in front of a computer.
Yeah.
That was one of the challenges I faced, was doing so much and making, causing so much change for the good, and then not having that same level of engagement with the world as I did.
You know, I go back to the era of Vietnam. In fact, my class was the last one the first one that didn't have to register for the draft. And I remember at the time, you know, all three of my brothers were in the Army and everything, and everybody just went into the service, basically, it seemed like, back in those days. And I remember they were talking about an all-volunteer Army, and so many people were saying, well, that'll never happen. We'll never get enough people to join the military to, you know, support our country and whatever. But the one thing that did seem to come out after 9/11 was that a lot of our young people are extremely patriotic, and if they feel like they have something to fight for, heck yeah, they'll jump over each other to, you know, raise their right hand and say, you damn right. I'll serve my country. Vietnam wasn't like that because it didn't, you know, that was a terrible war in so many ways. But I will say this, you want to talk about young Americans rising to the challenge. They certainly did.
They did. And one of the things that you guys touched on already was how good we have it here. And having been to the places I've been and seeing what some of these people live like, we do have it so good here. And we are so fortunate. And I'm glad I got to have the experiences I had to you know, further that and realize that even more for me.
John, the thing that I remember just is when I was with you in Afghanistan was talking to some of those young kids, those young Afghan kids, and my heart just broke for some of them in regards to their home setting, their life, their future. And I still think about some of them, what their lives are potentially like right now. Don't you feel that way as well? That it's like when you come back, you realize, holy cow, I know there's kids that are in tough situations over here, but at least there's help for them. With some of those kids, their future just seems so bleak. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, for sure. You know, I don't know if it's our job to be the world's police and go to these places or not, but good, bad, and indifferent. When you go there and see the children, you understand why they're there.
Yep.
Because they're innocent. They have no part of anything. And they're just trying to grow up and live their lives. And to see them made me really think about the importance of what we do.
Well, John, one last question for you, buddy. You're a career military man, and you've been to so many different countries. You've been in two different wars. What does 9/11 mean to you on this day?
Well, like you said, I think it's a time to reflect back on not 9/11, but 9/12, when there was that sense of unity and patriotism.
Yeah, amen to that, John. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I remember that. I was just getting into politics then. I was on the county board, and look at it. It was pretty good here, but yeah, I just remember Tom Daschle, who did not like our president, and nor did he like him. And they were hugging on the floor and like, look, we got to get in this thing together. And it wasn't that, I don't know the timing, but it kind of fell apart sooner than it should have. I mean, look, it's hard to always be hugging your opponent, but we're so back to where we were. And it's, anyway, I would agree.
First couple of weeks, you and I were hugging after every show. Right? Wasn't that though?
No, I don't remember that.
Okay, this is a little long. This is getting a little long.
Come on, it's four like, seconds.
I'm not
you're
Milton.
Like nine.
Let go now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But you're right about that 9/12 is that, and after that, and then, you know, Lee Greenwood and just the music that came out. And
yeah,
that,
I agree.
We got to get back there. I don't know. I mean, John, you've done everything you can, but boy, I don't know.
We just don't want another tragedy to have
to
propel
do that.
That, right?
Right.
It shouldn't take something like 9/11 to bring us together as a people. It's unfortunate that we've gone in the direction that we have, and hopefully, you know, as individuals, we can do what we can to get us back to where we need to be.
And I think you make a really good point. Is that we'll talk, and we should, you know, honor the 3,000 or 2,900. Lives that were lost and the fact that, you know, they took advantage of us. But I think in that same conversation, we have to talk about some of the good that came out of it. The fact that we had, you know, strong enlistments into the five branches of our military. The fact that even the chief had said that there was a little bit of a surge in public safety on the local
level. And the respect for them.
And the respect was there. And we have to have that conversation again and not just focus on how sad it was, but some of the good that came out. And, I just, you know, I hope we continue to talk about that. I mean, there's kids listening that aren't really sure what happened that day.
I mean, I could tell you this though, Jim, you talk about kids. I had a friend from up around my hometown. He said on that the next day, he and four buddies all went and enlisted. They were still in high school, but they went to the pre-enlisting type thing. And unfortunately, my good friend lost his legs, and one of the other guys was killed. And I can name numerous. And John, you and I could go back and forth here, talk about how many young men and women we know that said they signed up because of what happened on 9/11. And what I'm saying is, you know, we talk about the 3,000 who died that day. There were thousands more whose lives were changed or lives ended because of that day, who again raised their right hand and said, yep, I'm putting my life on the line for my country. So in retrospect, you have to say the fiber of the United States, it's still pretty strong. Wouldn't you agree, John?
I would. One way to further that is to attend events like the memorial stair climb that they had at Lambeau Field.
Right.
I was there on Saturday. I didn't participate. I'm too much of a mess. But just being there and seeing that and the respect for the firefighters and the emergency service people, it was a great event. And opportunities like that to expose young people to that kind of stuff and get them to appreciate those people more would be great.
And I think, John, there's, you know, it's nice to get out to the Reflection Pool and get out to New York and see that. But just here in Wisconsin, we have a nice museum. Did you see that, John? Do you know what you must know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where's it in? Not Townsend. It's in, it's a great museum. I just saw something on TV about that. Anyway, and I wanted to get the director, but I'm sure he's very busy today. But, you know, we have to go back to these places and you know, the people may be gone. A lot of them are here, but people may be gone, but the artifacts are still there. And then it's got to bring you back to that day. And so you're right. I mean, we've got to keep visiting these places and learning about it and reading about it, because that was a day that changed this country
forever.
And I want to say it was this. I can remember that like yesterday, but then on the other hand, you know, there was some good that came out of it. And I think it's important that we say that.
Absolutely. Hey, John, just want to say thank you for your incredible service. I mean, you're one of the best friends I've ever had, but I respect the heck out of you and all those people that raised that right hand and said, you know what, I'll put my life on the line and let's see what happens. So all the respect in the world, my friend.
Well, thank you for sharing our story. I appreciate you guys also.
And we're going to have you on this week to talk about something else near and dear to your heart, right?
Yeah, I'm going to see you tomorrow.
That's right. Oh, talk about the cancer fund.
All right.
Two days in a row.
Oh,
I know. What's up with that, huh?
Yeah. Let me tell you, it's wearing. It's tiring.
I don't know how you do it.
I know, man. Neither. I don't want to stay.
Well, I was talking to Mino, not you.
Oh, jeez. All right. Gee, look at the time.
Yeah. Okay. We got to go, caller. Thank you, John.
Thanks a lot, John.
Yes, sir. Thanks,
take care,
guys.
Buddy.
Appreciate it.
You bet.
You know,
John raises huge amounts of money for cancer.
Yeah. That'd be good to have him on. You know, John, when this happened, and everybody's like, well, what are we going to call it? Do you remember that? There was a little bit of a conversation because everybody knew that that day was going to last. And I went and talked to Mark Green, was our congressman.
Yeah,
I knew Mark. Him. And I said, let's call it T-Day. It's because there's D-Day, you know, and like Terrorist Day, that people remember that there are people who don't like us. And I think some people think, well, everybody likes America. Are you kidding me? You know, you got all the...
T-Day? But, yeah, that's horrible. That's a terrible name. You came up with it? It sounds like T-ball or something. No, that's wrong.
It didn't go anywhere.
You're never big into the marketing aspect of things.
I'm a marketing genius.
That's disappointing.
John,
that's the best you've come up with.
I just think
that's
the
best you have.
A date versus a concept.
Wow.
And I wanted to get to the concept. Maybe it wasn't the
best. And then you ripped me because the show's called Mino and the Mayor? Really? Wow.
All right.
Unbelievable.
All right. Anyway.
All right. When we come back, we need to talk about something a lot lighter.
Yes.
Although something that might be disappointing in my eyes.
It will be for you.
Our week one NFL picks.
Man.
Who's the NFL expert here?
I know. I thought you were too.
I did too. Todd, who's the NFL expert here?
Not even close.
Not
even
me.
Close.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
And City Deck Landing residents. Anchor Coffee is introducing their sizzling hot sandwiches and mouth-watering options like ham and Swiss, turkey and Swiss, egg and cheese, sausage egg and cheese, and the irresistible ham egg and cheese. All for just $6 each. For something sweet, try the amazing donut kebabs for only $3. Or go for the fresh donut cups at just $3.50. And for those last-minute gatherings, grab 10 pounds of bagged ice for just $3.99. Hungry yet? Anchor Coffee at City Deck. 401 North Washington Street, Suite 109.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 63. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows level off around 51. Overcast skies. Highs level off around 64. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly sunny skies and calm Wednesday, with daytime highs approaching 63. 70 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Monday morning. It's very good talking with those two gentlemen.
You know what?
To honor 9/11 and the right. People that, I mean, we talk about how we were affected by it, but those were the guys that were on the battleground, so to speak.
Yeah, military.
And it was, Jim, you weren't mayor though, right?
No.
But you do remember there was a weird sense going to Packer games back then.
Oh my gosh. I was, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And like the chief said, there's a lot of stuff that people don't know about that they're doing.
I still think something was weird with that guy in the locker room, don't you?
Yeah.
And they downplayed it.
But that's weird that that even got out. There's other stuff that has happened. What I want to say is that 3,000 people is a lot, but it would be so easy to take out 3,000 people with a small suicide plane.
I know. I mean, you hate to say it, but... Well, that's why I remember not too many years ago when a plane flew really low.
Oh, remember that? I was at that game.
So was I.
Oh, my God. It's like, okay.
That was
scary. The crowd got super quiet, and yeah.
That was bizarre.
Right.
That was really bizarre. And they kind of laughed it off.
I know, like, oh, yeah, you know.
Oh, we did it because the flight attendants wanted to see Lambeau Field. It's like, whoa. Those guys should have been fired. I'm serious, those pilots.
They could have come to the game and paid like the rest of us.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have to see it that close. That got very quiet there. That was a weird game.
That was eerie. Yeah. But I do remember that Monday night game.
Yeah.
What's her name? Sang the national anthem. Got a picture taken with her. Really nice. Martina McBride sang the national anthem.
Yeah.
And I still remember when the Packers ran out on the field, they had their backup linebacker, Chris Gizzy was his name. And he was a graduate of the Air Force Academy. And he ran out carrying the American flag.
Yeah.
And
that's a great picture.
That is still one of the most, remember, Todd, you remember that?
Absolutely.
Wasn't that one of the most incredible moments?
I mean, be honest, did you not tear up at that point?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
I literally have goosebumps even right now thinking about that.
Yeah.
That was just, and then when they were playing Washington, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
I think they were playing Washington, just ironically. Right. But
which would have been
a
better target. And you have to take that stuff seriously. That was
amazing night.
And I just think the damage that could be done.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so glad that, you know, we took that very, very serious, and you can never overreact.
I mean, I hate to say this term, but target of opportunity.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. And that, why not? And it's open.
Yep. Unbelievable.
So anyway,
hey, NFL football. Picks.
Yes.
And pride is at stake here. And money. Do we have money on this?
I for your sake, I hope you don't.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Okay, this guy who's been
sports.
I'm just
getting warmed up.
Yeah.
What movie?
Son of a Woman.
Thank you.
Who was that? I do know. Al Pacino.
Out of order. This whole room is out of order.
Yeah, well, you wait.
If that's half the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place. Todd, how was that?
that was pretty good.
It is pretty good. I'll tell you, he did a lot better Al Pacino than he did with his week one.
Hey, Charlie, bleep you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
A lot better that than you with your week one pick sheet. Yeah. You didn't do too well. And I guess we'll just go to the differences because Christy Barlowman, who Christy is.
I didn't know you were the commissioner of this.
I don't trust you, and I didn't want to do it. So Christy's the only one in it.
What do you think of Todd's haircut?
Do you like it? It's called the fade.
No, it's a fade, not the fade.
I thought it looked different, Todd.
Yeah, it's a little different.
He called it something else just now.
Listen, I did not.
You did too.
I did not.
You did too.
Listen, I can walk out of here.
And we can't afford
and you
that.
You two would be so screwed right now.
He'd be our third one. So yeah. Please, Todd, can we get you some coffee?
It wasn't me.
Peace out.
We have some M&Ms.
What? Yeah, we.
Oh, those are so good. The almond ones.
I got you these.
I know. They're so delicious.
I come here. Like them.
Yeah, and the bag is, notice the bag's empty. Why do you keep the bag on your desk if it's empty? As a reminder to go buy another case?
Oh, it's
case?
Not empty. There's still some left.
There's some in here.
All right.
There's
all
some
right,
left
right.
in here.
But anyway, but no, I called Todd yesterday at like 11 o'clock in the morning. Like, hey, dude, if you want to get in on this pool, you got to get in now. And he's like, no, he's too busy. And this guy is overtaxed. We all know that. And he's drives up here in the morning from Oshkosh, and then he goes back to Oshkosh, comes back here. And anyway. Todd, thank you for being here, and we'll lay off the fade. Is that what it is? The fade.
It's okay. It's okay. The
fade. It looks nice, Todd.
Oh, hey. Okay, Chris, I have to ask you this.
Yes.
Heard a thing on the radio the other day. It said the number one most attractive quality of a man, according to women, is facial hair. True or false?
I'd say true.
What did John and I, we can't grow beards.
We
can't grow mustaches. I had a mustache.
I kind of had one time.
I did.
And it wasn't really
I did.
Good.
My kids didn't like it. Yeah. It scared them.
I could try to find, I'll show you a picture of me.
You're a little.
Fu Manchu.
Yeah, we'll pass on that.
All right.
We have a camera. See that camera, Christy? Todd's going to hook that up so we're going to be like, people can video stream us or whatever that's called.
I thought
called.
You guys didn't want that.
We don't.
Okay.
We don't.
Good.
We don't. But for the love of God, no.
Stop.
If you look at the organizational chart, Todd is above. Todd is above us, so we don't have a say. And that's
I quit.
Yeah, but okay. So we did. Obviously, there were 16 games. There's still
Wait a minute,
one.
I'm gonna show you a picture of me with facial hair.
I'll pass.
I'll pass.
Oh, you know what? That's not too bad.
Let me see, John. Yeah, what do you got? That's a goatee.
Yeah, goatee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say you do that.
That's why I stay true.
Yeah, I would say that looks, you look a hell of a lot better on there than you do now. I'll tell you that.
What's that supposed to mean?
Wow.
Okay. Maybe it's the sunglasses. You got Joe Biden's sunglasses on.
Who do I look like there? I look like somebody. I'm not sure who.
Yeah,
you
don't look like John Minow, I'll tell you that, which is a good thing.
I can't even guess.
All right. So we picked, there's 15 games that have been played, and I want to be, we're running out here. But John, I just want to say the ones where we had it, we all agreed we all picked Kansas City. And of course, Detroit upset them, right? We all picked Atlanta. We all picked Cincinnati. Cleveland upset them. But
just
let's
get to the point. Just get to the point.
Okay, so.
Okay, time. We're almost out of time.
I know we are.
We might not even have time for this.
So, Tennessee at New Orleans, John. You and I picked Tennessee.
Yeah.
Christy.
Yes.
New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Johnny, the San Francisco Pittsburgh game.
Yeah. I took Pittsburgh.
I know. Christy and I took San Francisco.
Well, fine. Nobody likes a bragger.
But Packer game.
Yeah. I took the Bears.
You did.
Yeah, Jim, the first thing you said to me was, don't be that person, Christy, like my brother, going with the Packers. And look what happened.
You won.
How rude was it of Todd today to say that during that game, that's all he kept thinking about was, Mino was wrong.
Was it rude of him to say it? Because I thought the same thing.
The entire game, that's all
that
was going through my mind.
I couldn't wait for today.
But from you, I could see it. Todd seems like he's nice.
Yeah,
you guys are going to learn real fast. That's not the case.
This guy, the new guy, the boss is in town.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell him what you call his haircut, too.
So, Johnny, I just want to say, when you look up the differences, Christy is ahead in the pool. She has three more right than me, and you are in dead last because you... So, Christy is winning the pool. She has... three more wins than us, than me, and
it's
then
early.
You.
It's early.
It is. It's early. Season
Week
one.
Thank you for the help, Christopher.
Just,
I'll let you change.
No, I'm taking Buffalo.
You took Buffalo. Christy took Buffalo.
Yes.
Todd, what do you got?
I'm not playing. He's not in.
I took the Jets. It's right here.
All right.
All right. This is going to be fun. So tomorrow we'll do that. We have some great guests coming up this week.
Yes, we're going to have a fun week.
And thank you for joining us today.
Thanks,
and again,
everybody.
9/11, let's talk about how sad it was, but how the good that came out of it.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libke Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920roofing today.
People you know, call 920roofing.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.